dated, just hate it. Fuck all them ratings, just pay me. I make decisions when I'm at tables, that's how I made it. Stay focused just like a laser. Don't chase them, no, I replace them. Been grinding on the low, now I'm ready for infiltration. Can't wait till I finally make it, just kicking it with my baby. Sit back and throw up hundreds while we play with big booty ladies. Got time for no complications, fake niggas that cry like baby. Then already drove the road and it's not really all it make. This time I'm back with a vengeance, a veteran, very militant.
Yo, people, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of Unconnected Podcast. Again, it's another Zoom edition, you bitches. We in this thing, gaming and talking our shit, and finna get into the shits. Because there's plenty to get into out there. What's happening, people?
What's up, good?
What is popping?
Chilling like a villain. So, opening news of today. Did y'all see what happened with your boy Nick Cannon, y'all?
Yes.
Let that brother go.
They decided they wanted to cut him loose.
Because we're still on his show.
But you know, Diddy's on his neck, though. Diddy's like, you know what? Come to Revolt. It's all love for you by us. I mean, for us by us, though.
No, I'm just dropping everybody, nigga.
Hold on, everybody in
this. At the same time, that Oprah won for him too to come over to own.
Dropped another one.
That'd be cool. Shit.
They're trying to bring him back to the dark side again, especially Oprah.
Offered him $10 million.
We all in, Joe. Go get that nigga, man.
I think he'll be better off on if he do too.
I think he'll be better on Revolt too. Because he can do more.
Yeah. They curse on Revolt, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes they get to the shit.
Yeah, probably best he go there. Over all that relationship stuff.
Oh, he's right here. Oh, one more shot.
My fault, bro. My shit. Yeah, Diddy, to be on a black-owned business and to have that still say so, I think it'll be even more legit now. Because you can do more stuff. You're going to have more guests on there.
And you can be all the way black, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that'll be a good move. Put on Revolt, just everything. You know, Diddy, if Diddy get his hands on it, I think it's going to be straight. Let him have the creative power, everything. You good.
Did you see what he said? Did y'all happen to hear or see what Nick Cannon was saying?
I read it.
I think I read what he was saying.
Pretty much he's just talking, dropping facts. See, people don't want to dwell in facts, bro. You guys are from the Caucasus Mountains, bro. You lack certain things that require you to act certain ways. Don't nobody want to dwell in facts. We didn't make this up. This is your history. Remember, this is the song I let you hear. They don't want to face their history and what it really means. Because then you have to strip away all that stuff, all your protection, all your armor, and you got to look back like, God, we're really low-key, not all of y'all, but we're enemies of humanity, of mankind. You know what I'm saying? You offended a lot of people. So when Nick Cannon get on there putting that knowledge out there, that history out there, now he's anti-Semitic. Now he's being a bigot. And see, now y'all see the game where it's going. They finna start trying to flip it now. Now that we get more woke and we trying to teach the history of our black people, now it's going to become we the bigots. Oh, we're teaching self-hate now because we now need those. You cannot do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've been against us for years, man. And now that everybody's walking, everybody's spreading the truth now. Now they like, well, why are you doing that? Well, I mean, y'all been against the actual first man from the beginning. Y'all don't have the first man at all. So they've been against that ever since day one. And now they don't want nobody to really know the truth.
Right. On top of Nick Cannon don't need y'all money, bro. That man is well connected. And y'all think y'all tripping because y'all done kicked him off y'all networks, like it ain't black networks out there ready to take on Nick Cannon, or it ain't other smaller networks that'll come by and be like, yeah, bro, come on over here, Nick. And then Nick is known to gonna have that stuff popping, bro. You ain't hurt nobody but yourself. MTV already don't have a lot to look at. You don't have a lot to look at, bro. I go on there and look at one of three things. Wilding out, the challenge, or goddamn ridiculousness when ain't nothing on and they fresh out of them episodes. So it's like, all right.
Then I don't even mean to watch you. They said he responded to Viacom. He said he don't have to defend himself. The proof is in the history. He said he believed that the corporations are becoming more progressive and willing to create helpful spaces and dialogue in these difficult and uncertain times of 2020. Instead, they chose to recently ban all advertising that supported George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, who we are still seeking justice for. He also went as far to reach out to Ms. Sherry Redstone, the owner of Viacom, to have a conversation of reconciliation and actually apologize if he said anything that pained or hurt her or her community. And he didn't receive anything back, said dead silence. So that's when he realized they don't want a conversation to grow. They want to put the young Negro in his place. They want to show me who is boss, hang me out to dry, and make an example of anyone who says it something they don't agree with. But like the great Shirley Chisholm, I am unbossed and unbought and unbothered. He said he respectfully stepped away from oppressive corporations in the past. NBC threatened, mistreated me for years, but I was a bigger person and abandoned an eight-figure salary on that number one hit show, America's Got Talent, and currently stand by my friend and queen, Gabrielle Union, in her fight against oppression. Then he said, Malcolm X said it best, the media is the most powerful entity on earth. It will have you hating the people being oppressed and loving the people doing the oppressing, making the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. So my hope and original goal was to use this moment to show healing and acceptance and pray that Viacom will use that power for good. Instead, I am now receiving death threats, hate messages calling me an ungrateful nigger, and beyond. Viacom's goal is to keep me from providing for my family and lineage will be foiled. They can try to kick me while I'm down or force me to kiss the master's feet in public for shame and ridicule, but instead I stand firm on my square with my fist up in the air, repeating my mantra, you can't fire a boss.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And guess what? Nick Cannon got people behind him, bro. You're not finna scare us them days. Them days is over. You thinking you finna scare and bully somebody and yo thoughts or what you want to do. Boy, nobody scared of y'all. And if you take out Nick Cannon, then it's really gonna be an uproar because now we really know that y'all doing this on purpose. Y'all taking out our people, the ones that's doing for us, that can make moves, y'all taking them out. And if you do that, that's like a what they call it, a blatant sign of war. Like, you let it be known, it's wartime, baby. It's wartime. Get your scraps, get your hands ready, get your pitchforks, whatever you need, because it's finna go down. It ain't no longer, you can't, like they said, you can no longer just sit on the fence or sit on the sideline. You're going to get drawn in one way or other. You're going to either be with your people, and fight it out, or you're going to get snatched up by them, and you're going to be fresh out of luck. So, best bet is to go on, prepare yourself. And even if it don't come to that, cool. But if it do, hey, you ready. You's ready. History shows you cannot separate with these people and talk with them unless you're ready to throw hands. You ready to get in the mix.
Got to.
Because you ask for peace, you try to leave them alone, they don't want to leave you alone. You ask for your grace, they don't want it. But it's like, well, nigga, damn. What is we supposed to do? We try to not fuck with y'all. Y'all want us to fuck with you. You still want to fuck. Then when we fuck with you, y'all want to treat us like boo-boo. Like, nah, like shit. We are not our ancestors. We are not them people no more. You come over here, you and little Timmy thinking you're going to talk and spit and say whatever you want. You and little Timmy going to get blacked up real quick. real quick. I done seen some of these little Timmy's fight. I done watched our little black queens whoop up on some of these little white dudes. Like, see what I'm saying? Y'all can handle the mantle. The mantle.
Trying to hide behind that money.
Yeah, that money don't protect jaws, man. It don't protect right. None of it.
It can get them fixed, but it can't protect them.
Yeah. It can get them fixed and it can keep somebody maybe off you at a distance, but once I'm up on you, it's not enough dollars in the world to cushion them blows. I'm finna get there's not enough insults that's gonna save you from ass whooping. You never lied, and as soon as you get, oh my God, I can't believe you put your hands. You better put your hands on me because I'm gonna keep smacking you up. Niggas, oh my God, you put your filthy dirty hands on me. Don't you do it again, man.
Get scuffed up quick. Oh shit, that shit is so funny.
He's so quick. Remember we seen that video of that old Karen? She was talking crazy to that young black man's grandmama, and black, you can't play with black dudes' grandmama. She was like, "You old nigga, I'll beat you!" And before she can get the beat up, young dude and I already clapped with one and just looked at him like. You don't talk to my grandmama like that. What?
I got called a bitch ass nigga. And I put that nigga straight to sleep like a lullaby. Had to.
I won't say it, bro. You got to. Some of them. Some you just like, all right, you really upset. Like, you in your feelings right now. You doing everything you can to get me on your level. Of this nigga, so you calling me names. You can call me all those. Just stay, keep your distance. That's all I ask. Keep your distance. Call me nigga from 30 feet away. You know what I'm saying? You can do all that. I'll be out.
Yeah.
But the minute I'm nigga and you 2 inches, couple centimeters across that, I'm clapping all jaws, no hesitation. You gotta go on, take that air.
Wrap it up if you, whatever you didn't eat.
Mm-hmm. The world we live in.
Because y'all don't want to hear the truth. Keep want to block niggas from the truth. Just accept it. The quicker y'all accept it, the quicker we can move on from this stuff and go on about our business. Mm-hmm. And start to, you know what I'm saying, upgrade ourselves as a whole. But nah, y'all study trying to act like shit ain't happen. Y'all want niggas to go on like it ain't happen. Oh my buddy. No longer keep that my friend. Well, fuck you, my friend. Well, y'all out there like, you know what I'm saying? What else we got to talk about? Oh yeah. I know y'all boys finally seen Will and Jada, but Jada broke off that boy August. He went lying. He was speaking the truth.
And then other people tried to jump in the mix. And say that, I said other people tried to jump in the mix and try to say that Jada was denying it. But she
and knew. They said it on the thing, and they said, we ain't said nothing to nobody.
That's right. They go tell the media for you how the media be trying to change stuff up.
Lying. Straight line. Like, bro, who told y'all that? And who said it? And how the fact that did nobody do they due diligence to say, okay, is he lying? Is this a real resource, a source of whatever? And then August, he was in. Hey, bro, it's kind of on him. You was at this side nigga role, and you fell head over heels. And Jada was dropping that experience, that vintage box on him.
Right, on their sick bodies. She's putting that beautiful ass on that sick body. He's like, I need healing. Yeah.
What? Will Smith was 6'2", 2'3"?
Yeah.
6'3"? Average, 220, 225?
Yeah. On so a 125 frame, too. That's yeah. I don't know.
Jada's what, 5'2", 5'3"? Like you said, 125, 140 maximum. So she got to come with it. So You know, yes,
like go. I take that I Am Legend themes every day. Yeah, so we gotta take you.
So she taking Will. You get to August, he's sick. He little. He probably 160, 150.
I take like 130. I say, Lila, stop. Sit down.
Look at him. So you get him, say, yeah, go bring this sick ass over here and let me drop something on you.
Well, you'll be fine. Oh, but I
was going to die. Extra in love.
I didn't get my food.
Yeah, and then got mad. I ain't gonna say he got mad.
I'm gonna stop crying.
Had to set several times. He's like, all right, she getting back with her husband, which you should have known. You know, you just, there was a small little separation. You were some of that young peen. Let me go and put something on you. You know what I'm saying? Sickly man. Come here, sick man.
Right.
Put some coochie on you, sick man.
She said that he was the one that cut all ties from it.
Yeah, because he saw that nigga he was finna get back with Will. It was about 2 years ago. That's when they really started talking about their marriage, how they overcame, how stuff got hard. You know what I'm saying? So that's right around the time August left. Like, alright, she ain't finna keep breaking me off none of that no more. You know what I'm saying? Ain't finna keep breaking me out. Will back in the picture. He healthy. He doing right. Movie. He got, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go drop it off on him again. See, August, you should know him. Like, bro, you know you the side dude right now. They not divorced. You the side dude. And then they hold the nigga Will Smith. They couldn't wait to drop the memes on him. I know y'all seen the video where he was doing the one talking to Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to do Bad Boys 4 without her. I'm going to do I Am Legendary without her. And she ain't going to be able to tell me about Pop in front of my damn kids. How come she don't want me, man? And then I was like, it's like something.
But he always looked like that to me.
Yeah, he got older. Like he could be working all the time. His eyes stay red. Like he stays smoking.
Stay close.
He'd be happy as hell. His eyes still red. Is this the way he...
With a whole bunch of songs, and he knows she can't bring up Pac in front of my kids.
I make a CD. I make a whole bunch of songs.
I seen a new one today. The Bad Boy 2 scene when Reggie came to the door. I'm like, nigga, what you want?
Yeah.
And that's your auto pay. I'm gonna take out data.
Yeah, that shit was funny. I was looking,
bro. Internet undefeated, bro.
Yeah, like, was it a nigga that made Tesla? He said, whoever made memes food are the kings of the universe.
They make money, poo. That's like dudes. They get money for. Oh, that nigga got chewed up. I'm picking him up. I go invisible on that.
Yeah, that make money.
I got the bare minimum shield. I don't even got
a
fucking.
Yeah, man. Well, that was a crazy situation, though.
I didn't see that as the ordinary. People are all jumping on Jada.
But she's like, because she's always in some shit. Like, God damn, Jada. Screw me up. Help somebody. I thought you had life,
bro. I got the little shield, fool. I didn't have a big shield.
Like, she always want to help somebody, but she be the main one needing help. So you can't really coach somebody if you can't coach yourself.
In some shit. It was with Pop. Goddamn August. She ain't never happened. But Will Smith always talking about, I'm going to love you through everything. Told you I can love you through anything. Like, bitch, you're doing too much.
That's what they agreed upon.
Huh?
I said, that's what they agreed upon.
Yeah, so he said now that there's no deal break. There's none. No deal break.
Except if she walking in the house with cum on her face.
He said, no deal break. We're tied forever.
Out to mess up.
Live together. We die together. Bad marriage. I was like, boy, Yeah, it's funny. But speaking of sick bodies, your boy Tory Lane body looking pretty sick. Y'all seen the nigga police report?
Well, nigga got that man listening. I know, y'all always been little. Just videos of
got that man listening. 5'3", 120 Him and me, I don't know what
we got that 4-cylinder frame.
No, she got shot, dude, messing with Tory. She got shot in the leg. You don't be no more twerk for a little bit.
Right, fool. I'm like, well, I just want to know what the true story had. What happened? Somebody pulled up on Tory. She was probably with him, shot at him. Who knows?
You know, little nigga like Tory needs him.
Yeah, he got sick wrapped up. He has to.
I couldn't even fight Tory. Like, bro, come on. I ain't even a big dude, and I outweigh you by that, like, at least 60. 50, 70 pounds, depending on where I went get it. And I look toward it. Megan Thee Stallion, I don't know what how she got out of over there. Oh shit, messing with that nigga.
Yeah, they showed a video.
That quarantine radio.
Quarantine
porn studio.
Man, what makes he was in the pool with Kylie and Meg. I'm like,
yeah, I'm saying he had both of them at the crib. Kylie and Meg?
That's about a billion and a half. Some big fun.
That's that quarantine.
Hey, Tory doing something on that quarantine radio.
Quarantine.
Niggas getting framed.
And his convertible got sealed now. He got his top back on, fool. He's good.
Oh yeah. He ain't got the drop top no more.
Drop top and the drop bitches.
He got a nice little welcome rug on the top of his head.
He does. He go long hair, short hair, butt hair.
You get that welcome mat.
That welcome mat on top of it. You can still kind of see to the scalp. You can still see to the source of the
meat. Right. You can see all the follicles on that motherfucker.
It's like, yeah, you got some hair, but your shit is not thick.
It looks like nut hair. Come on, you see every piece of
it's a
all the pores on top of his head.
You're like, nigga, your shit is kind of sparse. He's a little sparse.
And plug some more in there in that area.
It's coarse.
Hey, he was advertising in there first.
He sure was, and he got his little top. And now he's sitting on tour. Yeah, you got your hair, but your shit is still not clean. Your stuff looks beat. Go brush your shit, Tory. Go get your waves right. It's because you got a little carpet of hair put on top of your head. You still got some work to do, buddy. All them YouTube videos on how to get your 360 and wolfing it out.
Yeah, this shit gonna be. I don't know if his wolfing's gonna look right. His shit gonna look like hell. Fucking Jerry Seinfeld or some shit on top of his head.
They can put this shit on clothesline.
You gonna go right.
You can't weed me.
This shit gonna grow out outwards and shit, not up, nigga. Shit gonna be weird.
Oh, somebody get it. Come on, get me, bro.
Where you at, blood?
Somebody behind me. Somebody. It's the one right here. It's a Lobo.
Yeah, but
besides him being an extra little ass nigga, he's still be hot. What I don't understand, though, is like females be like, I want me a 6'2", nigga. I ain't gotta be this, gotta be this size. But yet, nigga, the people you love and like is goddamn little niggas. Like, little people. They all my height and smaller.
Them 6'2", niggas are hard to come by. And that's rare.
Cause y'all are not, like, low-key, y'all are not average height. That's 6-foot person is not average. That's what people don't realize. That's beyond average.
They looking at these athletes that was born to be that size. They looking at these athletes that was born to be that size, basketball players.
Like, boy, I'm saying, those are the freakiest people. The goddamn...
That's a separate world right there.
Goddamn, whatchamacallit? one of the strongest armies in the world was 5'8 across the board. 5'8 and smaller. You know, the Spartans was smacking people up left and right. I don't know what y'all want. I just run here. Let me get some of that energy, bro.
I want to say most
dropping that didn't use the act.
I want to say most NFL people ain't really that tall.
They're not. That's what niggas just be swearing. You don't want no 6 foot nigga. You don't want that. Quit lying.
Oh, people that tall than basketball players.
It's then you think you want all the big meat. Oh, he got big meat. You hoes, you don't want no big meat. That's a man. That's a...
Damn, I'm getting smacked up.
I see something on TV.
It don't matter. Niggas can be tall as they want to be. Be penis inside that damn belly button.
Oh, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see that on TV. The media tell you you should want a tall. You don't want no tall. You tell you should want big meat. You don't want no big meat. I done been in them schools. You don't want nothing. Yeah, I done been in them meeting rooms. Y'all don't want no big knee. Get out of here. One of your friends came talking about somebody big knee, and you know you want some. I want it with big knee. But yeah, you sitting there running all the time. Quit your line. Quit your goddamn line.
Bitch, you don't want them.
Better stay off that social media. The media. It's in the wrong spot.
It's okay. You know what I'm saying? That is okay. Quit faking the funk. And quit turning down these brothers because you think you because he got a little meat. You don't even want a big meat. You don't want no big meat.
He said, you want a big meat?
Yeah, they don't want that smoke, man.
The Tory line. Bless his little heart. Bless his little heart.
He said, bless his little heart.
According to that, he's smaller than Jacquees, bro.
Oh, damn.
Jacquees at least 5'5", 145. That's good height. He's straight.
Yeah. From what I've seen, he don't be backing down.
Yeah, little Jacquees be having women twice his size on him trying to.
Right. That nigga get reborn every time he be running. Whoa. Legs long as shit. He diving in front.
Them little smooth groove rolls, the exotic dancer rolls, and them little ass jeans he be thinking he doing. Hey, boy.
He's doing that same little glide around the floor. I'm like, bro, that's ABC glide. Come on, do something. Please, something. You do the same little glide. I knew that you wanted. I'm like, stop it, dude. Wow. I'm like, no.
I see, but they're the same way. Look at like John Cleese and be like, I want to tear his little ass up. Y'all confused. Y'all don't know what the hell you do.
Speaking of Jacquees, I seen that little Duval new video, that Nasty with Tank and
Lil. Oh, yeah. Nasty.
He's a nasty.
Nasty. Come on, man. Well, I got a purple Evo shit.
I see you, fool. I was like, damn, this thing is ranking it up, fool.
Duval dropping hits.
But he been doing that low key, like he said, bro. That ain't new. When he was doing this comedy, he would do it. Bro, I'm already at gold shield level with purple sheets.
All about presentation.
That's it.
You can make it mad for anything.
What else we had to talk about?
I want to say that was it.
Oh!
Those three topics.
I can't get the one on the left.
Where?
Right here.
I was talking to with Cuz today, Larry. He was talking about reading a book about like what's going on in the world, like know your history and all that. And some dude was dropping like saying all this stuff about how the U.S. got people to change and do this and that all in 4 months. like recent history so you can know what's coming. And then somebody's like, the government is not always like trying to do so. They're just trying to protect you as far as because people's actually dying from this COVID stuff. And I was just like, the dude made some good points, but at the end of the day, like reading the book, it's all man-made created. So you don't know what's actually true or not. It just comes down to the belief of that person, which makes it true or whatnot.
And what you see, the actions you see being done, how people move, then you come up with your own conclusion. You do your research, your due diligence.
That's what I was saying. Then he was like, read the Bible. And I was like, yeah, I understand. I was telling him, I understand. Like, but the Bible, again, is man-created. And that's been changed a lot of times, too. But, like, for me, I believe the Bible because that's my belief. So I trust in it. But in actuality, it's still man-created. And research ain't necessarily true, too. Well, you don't know if it's 100% true or not yourself because you wasn't there to experience it. And I tell him, like, I've seen many researchers then edited like stuff, changed stuff just to make it fit what they wanted to fit.
Right.
It wasn't the actual stuff, so.
Which is done on the daily.
So you don't know that the government could be evil, the government could not be evil. You don't truly know the 100% intentions behind what they're trying to do.
I know enough from the history that they taught us in school that you niggas is evil. At least some of y'all. And I know all y'all ain't out of office yet, goddamn.
Right. Come down to the belief of what you think is good or bad.
I know you killed and pillaged and done a lot of stuff to get to the position where you at right now. And then to think that you did all that to get to the position you at and then all of a sudden be like, all right, we're good now. We're all for the people and the betterment of the people and we all righteous and
That's what I'm saying. Well, I think they're good to their own people. They're good to the white folks, of course.
But not even that. Think about it. Nigga, they had a civil war where they fought amongst each other because they couldn't agree. They had a revolution.
Slavery. Right. Huh?
Oh, no, that wasn't all over slavery. That was because the South didn't want to get in line with what the North was talk about. It just so happened slavery was a part of that thing.
Right. I mean, yeah, it wasn't the main thing. You're right.
But yeah, did you also know that Abraham Lincoln said that white people are elite people over black people?
Absolutely. Y'all celebrating Abraham, but
he didn't like
you on our side, man.
He didn't like me, brother.
Right.
He thought that we was beneath them.
Right.
Daddy.
All the reason they freed them was to help them out to win the war.
And punch like a bitch. Y'all niggas ain't.
You're right, bro.
You just never know. You do your own research and you come up to your own conclusion. You don't know if it's true or not true.
And like I said, that's just the offending y'all done to us. We ain't talking about the Hispanic people. We talking about the Asian people, and although the Asian people be on y'all side, them one of the ones that ride with you. But y'all have literally not everybody, but just saying your history, y'all have offended. They have offended the earth. Period. I mean, nigga, they killed off a whole species of animal, the buffalo, from the Indians, just so they can starve them out and take away their source of food. I mean, what kind of evil was that? You see what I'm saying? Right. So the thing that you would do, you would do all this, you would go to unspeakable lengths to get to the position of power you at, and then all of a sudden you up there. I'm supposed to believe that you have my betterment in mind all the time.
Nah.
If you had my betterment in mind, doctors wouldn't take the occupation just because it's a good occupation versus, I like really helping people versus it's a good career. I guarantee a lot of them, if you say, well, your career, the money, you're not going to get paid the same no more. Are you willing to still be a doctor? More than half of them be like, hell no, I'm going to go find something else. Nobody do it to help nobody. So everything's to make a profit. I got to make some money. Oh, that nigga way up there, bro.
This is all about some way to get the money. It is.
What's up, man?
Down to one's belief.
Oh, your partner came and saved you. Boy, y'all get tapped up.
That other dude left our party, fool.
And he was also saying, he was like, Revelations. And I was telling him, like, yeah, the Bible is this, it comes down to the understanding of it comes down to the interpretation of the person. So there's many preachers that preach the same passage, but preach it with a different meaning behind it.
Absolutely.
So it's all this belief or what's going on in that person's life on how my understanding will be versus your understanding. So really,
that's why I say people
for reality.
Especially with like Christian, they pick and choose parts of the Bible they want to believe. Like, you don't believe it in its entirety, because if you did, you would read everything and understand what it's saying and what's about to happen and all of it. No, pick excerpts to describe and pinpoint your agendas on what it is you want to preach or whatever it is, the point you want to get across. But if people read the Bible in its entirety, it'll tell you everything. Like, nigga, we're not perfect. This is what it's supposed to be like. This is how it was. People don't look at it like that. They take their own interpretations and then flip it and twist it how they want it, which is why you got all these multiple religions. Everybody took the basis of what one thing was, the truth, and then start twisting it and manipulating it to their own way.
It's just life and everything you read. Everything's man-created. We don't know what's going on in people's head when they researching or creating or what they're trying to get out of it, unless you actually experience it and was there to do it. You gotta pick and choose what you trust in and see how it goes. Cause some people say Hitler was doing good when he was trying to kill all them Jews. It was for a betterment or something.
If you look at the history of who's enemies of who, Jewish people are the enemy, Israelite of black people. All the Islamic people, they tell you that throughout the Quran, y'all, they are the enemy. And I mean, say on how they, on what they preach and stuff. You get what I'm saying? But that, when you do look at it and you look like, yeah, they do own all the banks. Who's not giving up on? They do own the music industry and they decide what they put out on how we look. That a lot of the time, they run the media. And what's put out in the media is never too much good on our part. So it's like, yeah, I can see that, but at the same time, you don't wish that on nobody.
All right.
Like that. But hey, stuff happens in this world for a reason. Yeah. Things happen. It's a reason why all that was allowed to happen. Did nobody, America didn't, they quick to interfere with everybody else's ordeals. Why didn't they jump in then for the Jewish people? So much so, what happened? If any of y'all people seen the show Hunters, and they be dropping real gems on there, they took a lot of those people from them times, those scientists and those workers that built them rockets and them spaceships for the Nazis, they brought them over here to do the same thing.
Right.
See? See, it's all evil when it's not catered to their agenda.
Right, right.
They got something out of it.
Right.
Like I said, people, stuff don't go on in the world without, as a whole, without them letting it happen. You get what I'm saying? Okay, Hitler, we'll let you kill off a few people. We'll come and do this. And boom, we got us a little deal. Woo, wow, bam, now we good. We locked in. We locked in. So next time we go around, we scratch each other's back.
Right. Oh, crazy.
Well, that's what America's founded. Money and greed.
Yeah,
money, greed, and deceitfulness. It's all of
they got rid of the CDC. Trump got rid of the CDC or something like that.
Why would you get rid of the thing that supposedly that y'all made that's supposed to let you know if drugs are good for you or not? Unless he's saying, oh, he's looking out for us, and you saying they lying. But then you also the same nigga that say ingest some bleach and you should be all right with coke.
I think I seen something. I can't remember the source, but I think I want to say it was CNN that now the coronavirus stuff is going to start going to the Trump administration instead of CDC.
All so of they get to decide what the hell to do with.
All right,
it's a dude right here.
So a lot of stuff's not about to get told now, so they can open back up, put more people at danger.
Exactly.
It's all a bunch of nonsense. Diddy offers Nick Cannon home and Revolt TV after he's fired from Viacom. Knew that was gonna happen.
Everything. That's why you see these new. All of a sudden, we got some new sickness now. The bubonic plague, a new version of H1N1 is supposed to pop up. It's like, God damn! I thought we were supposed to be on this shit. Y'all add new shit.
That is the world.
Oh shit! Okay, shut. Come do your thing on me. Do your thing on me. Yeah. Is that it? Somebody say that was it?
Get him.
So with that being said, I appreciate everybody tuning in to the Uncut Knowledge Podcast, the Zoom edition, you bitches. You know what I'm saying? We had fun. We had some great convos. Just trying to keep y'all with content. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be told to tune in and game with us. Share this, man. Especially if you say claim you are our people. You are homies and friends. Share this, man. Help us get out there. But as always, it's peace and love. Positivity. Peace. Holla at y'all.
We out.
Peace.